Hey, welcome back to Newey Tech People's Community Spotlight for 2021. This episode, we've got Sarah Fraser, who's our newest recruit here at Newey Tech People. She's our local resident data analyst. Talk to her about making the change into data as a field, really handling imposter syndrome, continuing education, and a million other things. Hope you like it. Welcome, Sarah.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Excellent. So for those that don't know you, who are you? What do you do? All that sort of good stuff.
So I am Newey Tech People's resident data analyst. I started with the team around 3 weeks ago, and my primary role is to get our data looking nice and slick so we can get as much value out of it as we can.
Awesome. And where were you before?
Before this, I was actually a communications advisor at CSIRO, so Australia's science agency, working embedded in an innovation startup program that they run.
Okay. And I guess the change between those two careers, obviously a pretty drastic change. I'm assuming that was a conscious decision?
It was a conscious decision, yes. I was working with so many inspiring researchers and people that were heavily involved in tech whilst doing communications myself. That also has an element of data analysts and that analytics, tracking how things are performing. So I thought that I'd make that jump into actually doing the data-based stuff.
Sure. So it was kind of an element of like peering over the fence and seeing what all the cool kids were doing in tech and kind of going, okay, this is what I like doing.
Yeah, I've always been quite technically minded. I actually have a Bachelor of Science along with my Bachelor of Communications. So it seemed like it was a very natural transition to move into this technical-minded stuff.
So in that role as a communications advisor, essentially you had access to a lot of data, and I guess you had, like we said, the peering over the fence moment. How did you initially start to research, you know, how do I make a career out of this, and how do you translate your existing skill set in marcoms to data?
Yeah, so we had such wonderful data there, but I also felt like maybe at times when we were collecting data, we weren't thinking about the end use for it. So whilst we were collecting a large amount of data, maybe it wasn't able to answer the questions that we had. So formulating the right questions to get answers at the end that actually provide some insights is really important. And that's what I was kind of looking into as part of my marcoms role, and that led me to thinking about data analytics. And it just so happened that when I was thinking about making this transition, there were subsidized short courses for students looking to retrain or people in the workforce looking to retrain as part of the government's COVID scheme. And one of those was a graduate certificate in data analytics. So I thought that would be a perfect taste tester to see if I liked the field and if I was interested in pursuing it further. And after those 3 months, I absolutely loved it. Like, I loved everything that we learned at uni, and I really wanted to just pull on that thread to see how far I could go.
Out of interest, if the government wasn't subsidizing that short course, do you think you would have done it? Do you think that was kind of the push you needed to dip the toe in?
I think that it helped me do it sooner. I think it's very likely that I probably would have done it, but in a more serious way, so going straight into a master's rather than just doing a grad cert. But this definitely helped me feel more ready and more able to take it on, because it really wasn't that much time and it wasn't that much of a cost to just give it a go. And that's what really helped me get over the line. But I suspect I probably would have made that transition regardless anyway.
And do you intend on doing the master's?
I do, yes. It's on the cards for hopefully this year. Yeah. A master's in data science itself, to get even more into the actual number crunching and getting those insights out. I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome. So what about data in particular interested you? I guess why did you pick that over any of the other million different career paths you could have pivoted to?
Yeah, so when you're looking to transition career, it's almost a little overwhelming in the fact that I didn't feel prepared for anything, but I also felt like I could do anything that I wanted if I invested enough time learning how. Mm. And that just like sheer volume of choice when you're looking to transition to something is massive. I was having a cognitive overload basically with all of this information that was coming at me about what career would be right for me, what I would like better. I found it hard to think about where I wanted to go next because I had thought science communication was what I wanted to do forever. So when I got to the end of that road and realized that this dream job that I wanted didn't work out in reality, it was really hard to think about pivoting. If I got it wrong the first time, what's to say that I wouldn't get it wrong again after I'd invested all this time into it? But I tried to strip it back and look at, yes, science comms as a career wasn't for me, but what transferable skills did I have? Communication was a hugely important one. And I've realized that I love science comms. What I really love is taking technical or complex pieces of information and breaking it down into a way that's simple for other people to understand. And data science is, in essence, like you can really do that in data science. So you can take all this data, you can get these insights, and the real beauty of it is communicating these insights into a way that makes sense for other people that aren't data minded, that don't really understand this process, but can get a lot of value out of what that data is actually telling you. And that's what I found really fascinating. And that's what drew me to data as well, is because it's a simple and similar process. It's just attacking it from a different angle.
Okay. You mentioned then that you felt you'd maybe crested the mountain of science communications a bit. Do you think an element of your decision making to pivot was that you'd kind of you'd maybe capped out a bit early? I mean, I don't know if you'd in reality capped out. I don't know what the career path looks like for that. But do you think there was an element of maybe you were concerned about potential progression?
I wouldn't say it was capping out so much. There's so many different forms of science communication, and you can do it at so many different organizations and in so many different ways. In a way, I felt like almost I couldn't do it properly unless I went forward and did a PhD and had that proper solid standing to go and talk about science with. But I also knew that research wasn't a field that I was interested in going with. And the science communication that I was doing at CSIRO, whilst I loved it, was less about the science and more about the communications angle. Found losing that technical element really took some of the love that I had out of it. And I wanted to get back into that more technical side.
Cool. We've already touched on the masters, but aside from that, continuing career growth and development, continuing learning, what sort of avenues are there available to you? And I guess what ones are you considering?
I think there's so many resources online that you can use to further your data science education, whether you want to do it as a career or just want to learn a little bit more for a bit of fun. I personally really like Kaggle. It's a website that you do a whole bunch of machine learning, come data science type projects with massive lots of data that different companies or different organizations have supplied. Sometimes they even offer prizes for the person who has the most accurate results, which is pretty cool. And there's a fantastic load of learning resources as well. So if you just want to learn and not even compete, that's a really good way to do it in practice with real life data where you feel like you're actually doing something that's practical. I also love tinkering with my Raspberry Pi. I know it's not data science, but it's all in the very technical learning to code in Python kind of field. I think I'm a lifelong learner, so whatever I can do to sink my claws into something new really excites me.
And who did you consult with when sort of considering making that jump?
I have some really good mentors in my life that I'm really grateful to have. I have some previous bosses who have mentored me and helped me a lot through the process, as well as some family and some friends. My partner is also in a more technical field, so he had some really good insights. And I also met up with a whole bunch of people from the data community in Newcastle, and they gave me an insight into what it's like to be a data analyst, what kind of things I could think about, what companies might be good. This was before I started with Nui Tech People, and it was just fantastic to meet so many vibrant people that are so passionate about their career and are so willing to help as well. And I found that really, really helpful just trying to figure out what I wanted to do and where I wanted to do it.
So you talked to a few sort of senior figures within the data community. You also went to one of the local meetups, Hunter Data Analytics. Can you tell me a little bit about, I guess, that experience and, I guess, more generally speaking, sort of the insights that you gained from attending that?
Yes, that was right at the beginning of me trying to scope out what the data analytics field involved. And I was pointed in this direction by one of the wonderful organizers. And it was absolutely fantastic to just meet people that do this on a daily basis, that really, really care about data and are very friendly as well. It was an informal meetup. Usually sometimes they have speakers as well, but this time it was just to catch up and actually meet the people and to put a human face to a career that I was considering but wasn't quite sure how it actually looked in the real world. Really helped me feel more comfortable that I had made the right choice in moving into data analytics. So, yeah, it was fantastic.
Speaking of, I guess, the right choice, not an insignificant decision to essentially bail out of the career path that you'd studied for or put time into, that sort of thing. Do you ever have second thoughts?
All the time, yeah. I mean, I spent 4 years at uni training to do science communication. I put my heart and my soul into everything that I did, along with 3 years at CSIRO, it's almost a decade worth of work training to be this person to wake up one day and go, actually, that's not me anymore and that's not what I want to do. It honestly took me probably over a year to really come to the decision that moving out of the field was going to be the right choice for me. But it was hard and it was scary. But what helped was looking at it and going, well, this isn't for nothing. All of these skills, like there's so many things that I learned over my course of being a science communicator that are highly transferable, communication being the biggest and most obvious one. I feel like a lot of the time data scientists maybe don't communicate potentially as clearly as they could. And I really want to help them like be that air gap between non-technical people and all of the great work that they're actually doing so we can create a better understanding on both sides. And of course, all of the other skills such as knowing how to manage stakeholders, knowing how to deal with technical information, that kind of stuff, like it all transfers just in a less obvious way than it would be if I had continued on with science communication.
Anything in particular you'd change about this process, I guess, so far, be it the educational pathways you took, how soon or late you decided to take the plunge, that sort of thing?
I don't think that I could confidently say that whatever I did was right or wrong, because I feel like when it comes to transitioning career, there's no one correct way to go about it. Everyone has their own process. I thought that the educational path that I took doing a grad cert just to try it out was something that I would do again, but whether another person would find the same value out of that is, humans are different. So it's all completely dependent on everyone else's individual experience. I always find it funny. It's like saying, because I'm a successful business person, I did this, so everyone else has to do this and they'll also be a success. I feel like there's too much chance involved with it as well. Like I was very lucky to have gotten such a fantastic job so soon from transitioning, and I recognize that. So I can't say that everyone should do a grad cert and they'll transition into the field straight away, because that might not be people's experience. Or alternately, they could land a data science job straight out of a grad certificate. I'm not sure. But what I will say is that it definitely worked for me. If you're not sure about if you want to move into a more technical field or if there's something that you want to try out, the grad cert is a fantastic way to do it, just to get that little taste tester. It's not too much of a commitment either, both time or monetary wise. So I would recommend it.
Cool. Aside from the grad cert that you'd completed, what options did you look at with respect to dipping your toe into the water? Are there TAFE courses, anything like that, that you can potentially utilize?
Yeah. So other than the plethora of online resources that there are, and there are so many platforms that offer data science kind of learning, it's a bit of a hit topic online, along with a lot of coding platforms, but they're really dependent on people having the motivation, the time, the mental energy to actually dedicate to it. If you're going to sit down and learn it, probably at least section off a couple of hours a day or a week, whichever works for your schedule, to just sit down and do it. Because whilst there are so many resources, at times it can feel overwhelming and you need to get into the habit of actually doing it. That's why I found the university course so helpful, was because it gave me set times that I had to learn. I had due dates, I kept myself accountable and I got through it. Whereas with online learning, it's a little bit more flexible. No one's looking over your shoulder to make sure you've done the work. It's harder to get feedback. So if you're someone that needs that kind of feedback, accountability, definitely look at something more structured. I personally didn't find any TAFE courses that looked relevant for my needs, but I know that they have some fantastic courses in IT and other kind of development. So it really depends on what field you want to move into.
The best people get imposter syndrome, no matter how good they are in their particular field, no matter how senior they are within their company, whatever. I can imagine making such a significant change into a different field, albeit a relevant field to what you're previously doing. I can imagine imposter syndrome set in pretty hard. How did you overcome that? Or I guess, did you overcome that?
Yeah, look, to be honest, last year was a bit of a mess for everybody. I don't think anyone felt comfortable or too comfortable in what they were doing or what was going on or what the future looked like. So adding this one piece of, I'm not sure if I can make this jump in security, just kind of compared to everything that was going on, didn't make that much of a difference to my overall headspace, because it was such a like a confrontational, difficult time anyway. It's kind of nice to just pair it in like, oh, if I'm going to be unsure about the future, I might as well be unsure about everything. In a way, weirdly, by comparison, it made the job change feel a little less scary. And imposter syndrome, I think, is something that I'll probably carry with me through most of my career. I felt it when I was working as a science communicator, even though I knew how to do my job. If anything, moving into a new job and seeing it with fresh eyes and approaching it with a fresh attitude in a new year as everything seems to be on the upturns actually made me feel more confident in my abilities and what I can do. And of course, everyone at Nui Tech People has been really fantastic and welcoming, which has really helped me feel like I am set up for success and they actually trust my abilities to do my job. So I feel weirdly confident moving forward.
What does success look like in this role for you? And I guess how does this essentially factor into the long-term goal of becoming a data professional?
It's always a hard measure to say what success looks like, and I think it really ties to your personal values. I am not overly ambitious. I don't want to be the head CEO of a data company. I just want to find a place where I can add a lot of value. My coworkers get value out of working with me and I get value out of working with them, and I'm positively contributing to the world as a whole. That's what my measure of success is like. As long as I know that I'm doing a job that other people find value in and it's making a net benefit, I think I'd be happy with that.
Lastly, where do people find out more information about you?
If you'd like to get into contact with me, feel free to send me a connection request on LinkedIn, or if you want to know a little bit more about making that jump into data, I'd be more than happy to have a chat if you'd rather prefer reaching out on email as well.
Great. Righto. Welcome to the team and thank you for having a chat.
Thanks for having me.